Hi, this is Block 1902, operator 21447. Do you copy?
Yes, I do. Go ahead.
Myself and the student, we believe that there was a man standing behind us that had walked in, like if he was, like he blew some kind of smoke.
Are you saying behind you on the bus?
Well, when he walked on the bus, it was like he had just blew out the smoke of whatever it was that he had just got done smoking, and it smelled really bad, but we were ignoring it. And then he stood right behind us, and the smell was real strong, and so when he got off, so in other words, we think that he might have been smoking drugs coming in the bus, standing behind us, and, but he's off the bus now. We just wanted to report it.
Okay, so has the other driver, or were they able to go through and open up some windows on the bus?
No, the guy didn't walk to the back. He stayed right here by us, behind me and, what's your name again? Harper.
No, that's what I was asking. Did Harper, go and open up any windows on the bus to get some air on the bus?
No. But there is windows open, so. There is windows open. But we're just putting two and two together right now as we're driving, and the smell was really bad.
Okay. In the future, if that ever happens again, I need you to pull it over and give us a call. Because protocol is for us, if somebody's smoking drugs on the bus and you can smell it, sometimes those that smoke from whatever drug they're smoking, if it's not cannabis, can make people really sick, including you. And then, you know, you can't be operating a bus if you're lightheaded or sick. And so we generally have you pull over, give us a call, get everybody off the bus, and then we send a supervisor to clear you to be able to go back into service.
Okay. I got it.
All right. I do show that you are pretty much almost to the end of the route there. So go ahead and proceed and head back to Center Garage.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. 2203.